All right, what is the position? You want to dive right into this?
Yeah,
this is
sure.
the issue that started it, and we'll get Maurice's take on it after TJ's.
Basically, I was a big Romo fan, but I've been listening to your station for like 6 years, and I feel like that you guys treat Romo like he's Jesus on earth. So now I've pretty much turned on him, and I hate the fact that you blame T.O. for everything, including the economy and world hunger. So.
Whoa.
So you think basically the white guy pumps up Tony Romo too much?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, big time. And I like Tony Romo. I liked Tony Romo. Let me rephrase that. But
yeah,
the butt pat that he gets from the media, it really drives me crazy, and it makes me want to throw up.
Okay, so TJ, let's take away the media's reaction to him and the free pass that he seems to get from the white cowboy fan, in your opinion. Would you like Tony Romo if not for the reaction of others?
No, I don't like Tony Romo for the reaction of himself. I feel like he has no heart. I don't like listening to his comments. And I personally think that he can care less whether he win a football game or not, that he's more into the celebrity part of being a quarterback, and that he pushes off his faults and blames everything on everybody else. He's a fair-weather quarterback, basically. When it's sunny outside, he's smiling. But when it's raining and it's cold, then he tuck his tail and run like a little, you know, girl.
Now, Maurice is nodding yes, so you agree with that assessment, Maurice?
Absolutely, I agree with that. First of all, I'm 35, so I'm over that threshold of all the young black men, if you will. However, you guys do pump up Tony Romo. You guys are looking for your next white hope, in my opinion. You know, that's my opinion. But, you know, ask me this. What did T.O. do? How did he throw any of his players under the bus? What did he do to Romo to make him so intimidated by him, to make him not want to be able to speak to him in a huddle?
Well, do you want to talk about the countless incidents on the sidelines when he was yelling and screaming at people, or do you want to talk about publicly when he pretty much demanded that they ought to change the offense? Numerous times where he demanded the ball. I mean,
okay,
that's not exactly a team concept kind of way of behaving, is it?
Well, every receiver do that, though. I mean, honestly, yes. every receiver.
Does that make it right?
I mean, does it make it wrong?
It don't make it right, but the thing about it is that I feel like that the media gets personal with T.O., and, you know, they call him backstabbers, and they call him all other sorts of names, and that drives me crazy, because one thing with T.O. is that he basically lets you know where he stands. Like, he's very honest about the situation, and it's just basically that I'd rather know what a person thinks of me than to not know what a person thinks of me. Like, if somebody don't like me, at least let me know that you don't like me. And I feel
can't you do that privately, though? Do you have to really do it in front of microphones and
I mean,
and
I would agree with you on that, but I think Romo takes a coward's way out. Like the interview with Babe Laufenberg, where he basically didn't want to come out and just say, I don't want T.O. on the team. I mean, basically, you don't want him on the team.
Things like that, though.
Yeah,
you would have barbecued him if he said something like that.
I like honesty, man. I like people to be real. Okay. Man. I like to know where I stand with people.
But that's the difference between black people and white people. We real. If you don't like us, just tell us that. But the way I look at it is, if you didn't like T.O., take him to the back room or the locker room, kick him in his butt, y'all handle it in the back room, and then I bet you won't have much to say. You know why they won't do that? It's because Romo, that's not his personality.
He's
not going to do that.
All right, let me ask you this, because naturally, everybody's going to say this is just a thing about race because T.O.'s black and Romo's white. Did you guys have an opinion on who you backed in the T.O. versus Donovan McNabb situation?
Honestly, I backed T.O. I mean, I'm not just no, oh man, T.O. does everything perfect, but I pretty much backed T.O. and I backed him because you know where he's standing. Like, when you signed him, you knew what he was about. So everything that he's done to me has not been a surprise. Like, I mean, so what is the big deal for? And another thing with the Cowboys, while I'm at, is this whole anonymous source thing, man, that's one of the most cowardly things it is, because just to be honest, a person can walk down the street and just say, well, an anonymous source told me that, let's just say, Junior's gay. Am I supposed to take that and run with it?
By the way, this is the Black Guy Roundtable. We've got Antoine with us, we have TJ with us, and we have Maurice with us. Now, we're getting a ton of email. Hold on one second. We're getting a ton of email, and people are just saying this, and this is maybe it's a stereotype, maybe it's true, but this is what people think. The black guys are just taking up for the other black guys.
Oh.
You see it in the O.J. case, the Marion Barry case.
I think O.J. did it. So, I mean, but hey,
hold on.
If you get away with it.
This is the perception that if Romo were black and T.O. were white, that you guys would be all over T.O. and siding with Romo. So how do you react to that?
If T.O. was white, he wouldn't be doing some of the things. He wouldn't have that pompous or that cocky attitude. He'd be standing over there He'll flip the ball off to the referee and run on. You guys laugh about the things that he does on the sideline with the props and everything.
I love
he does.
It.
I think it's kind of funny.
So what's the problem? When a white guy, we don't see no white guys doing it because they're too intimidated to do it.
Man,
that's
my,
why.
My favorite NFL player is Peyton Manning, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just being perfectly honest. So I just think that I can sit back and analyze the situation for what it is. And it's just basically that I feel like T.O. don't get a fair shake.
Now, so when Peyton Manning was winning playoff games, you weren't bagging on him, saying that he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
You can
Bowl
ask. I've been the biggest Peyton Manning fan since Tennessee, man. I'm a huge Peyton
What's interesting
fan.
To me is that the T.O. thing, I understand, okay, that people have racial takes on him. But how did Romo get sucked into the racial vortex?
Because I feel like Romo is a coward, and I feel like that he should just step out and voice his opinion. If you don't like a person, come on and say it. I mean, T.O. not here now, so... What's the purpose of withholding your opinion, man? If you're supposed to be the quarterback for America's team, then, you know, I think that he should make a statement.
Did Quincy Carter get an unfair shake in
Quincy
Dallas?
Carter was garbage, man.
That's one of the so you got a fair shake.
That's one of the biggest misconceptions that, oh, man, I don't care about Quincy Carter, man. Quincy Carter was a crackhead, man. Quincy Carter didn't have no football ability.
So you had no hot racial opinions when Quincy Carter was the quarterback and he was getting lambasted by the media.
I didn't. He sucked. I was one of the people calling in. So I don't want, honestly,
TJ tells it like it is.
It's people out there that have racial tones. I'm not finna argue with you on that, but I'm objective, man. And I think Romo Mexican anyway. I mean, so.
Hey! Oh, my God. I mean, all right.